certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. They sent word to Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is sick." Jesus said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he heard that he was sick, he abode 2 days in the same place where he was. Then he said, "Let us go into Judea again." His disciples said, "Master, the Jews sought to stone you, and you go there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walks in the day, he stumbles not because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walks in the night, he stumbles because there is no light in him. Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him out of sleep." Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, so you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." When Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. As soon as Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give it to you." Jesus said, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said, "I know that he shall rise in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." When Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died." He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said, "Come and see." Jesus wept. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha said, "Lord, by this time there is an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said, "Did I not say that if you would believe, you should see the glory of God?" They took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me." And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" He that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." The chief priests and Pharisees gathered a council and said, "What shall we do? For this man does many miracles." Then from that day forth they took counsel together to put him to death. The people who were come to the Passover feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord." Jesus said, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness knows not whither he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light." Jesus said to his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him." When Jesus was before Pilate, Pilate said, "Behold your king." The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." They took Jesus, he bearing his own cross. Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." There was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There they laid Jesus.